Welcome to Freelance Gems, a podcast designed to help you build a more stress-free, service-based business. On this show, I'll be sharing what I've learned as a web designer and founder of my own brand, Opal Templates, as well as interviewing and learning from the best in the industry. So if you're ready to upgrade from regular freelancing to building a brand on your terms, this is the show for you. Welcome back to the show, guys. I'm so glad you're here with me. Today, we're talking about a spicy, super controversial topic, which is your about page. Just kidding. Nobody really talks about about pages. Nobody really cares. And to be honest, I never really cared before either. So I don't blame you if you're like, why is this even an episode? Why are we talking about pages? But I'm here to tell you, your about page could probably work in a lot harder for you. It can actually be a super strategic page that positions you as an expert, addresses objections, and engages your website viewer before they even book a call. So that when you do get on a call, it's less about, where did you go to school? Or why are you the right person for this job? What's your experience here? How many years have you been working in this field? When a discovery call turns like that, it's pretty much an interview, and you don't want to interview. You want it to be a collaborative call where you're both getting to know each other and you are helping the potential client figure out if your package is a right fit for them from the most wholehearted perspective. You're not trying to be like, ooh, please pick me, please pick my package, please work with me, I really need this money, I really need this job. That's not the energy we want to bring. And that's why we want to work on all our website pages so they can make those calls smoother, easier, and just more relaxed because they don't have to be so stressful. On that note, let's dive into the first upgrade you can make to your about page today that should smooth out your discovery calls. So the first tip I have is to lead with your expertise. So if you went to school for what you're doing now, or you have 10 years of experience, that's fantastic. Put it here. This is the place to flaunt your credentials without looking like a resume. That's the one caveat here. So if you're listing out a total like CV, your grades that you got in your senior year, like don't go that crazy because it's just gonna provide that extra trust in your expertise. Now, if you don't have quite as impressive of a resume, you don't need to give up on positioning yourself as an expert. Consider your personal life. So take a look at your hobbies, your adjacent experience in adjacent industries you've worked in. Maybe you didn't go to school for marketing, but you went to school for business. I mean, that's pretty dang close. So take a look, take some inventory of where else you have experience. Maybe you're a virtual assistant now, and you went to school for art, you don't need to talk about the art degree. But if you worked in customer service at a front desk for 5 years first, talk about that. Bring that real world experience in, because if anything, it might even be more powerful than a degree or a certification. So I like to lead with this because we want to get to the point. We don't want to waste people's time and start telling them, you know, about our favorite toy in fifth grade right away. Although you still can if you want to, if it's relevant later on your about page. But right away, we want to get to the point, position ourselves as an expert, and then let them decide if they want to continue reading on or not. Another way to upgrade your about page is to explain your why, but actually. If you've been in the business world at all, I'm sure you've heard this before. What's your why? Talk about your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? That's normally the kind of vibe that comes with that prompt, but there's something to it. The only problem is that no one explains actually how the heck to explain your so-called why in a way that sounds like a human instead of some kind of corporate jargony mission statement. Like when Coca-Cola says that they're on a mission to, I don't know, empower the masses and celebrate fun, I don't know what their mission statement could be because I don't really know what good they're doing in the world. But the point is that when a big company like that has a mission statement, nobody really cares about it. Nobody really believes it, even, especially if they have, you know, some questionable ingredients in their beverages or things like that, where you know, okay, your consumer's interests might not actually be your priority. And you might actually just be wanting to put this together because you had a board meeting on it and you're like, guys, we need to compile a compelling mission statement. So that's not the vibe we want here. If you're a service-based business, it's likely that you're just one or a few people. So explain your why as a human. And some questions to think about here are, what challenge inspired you to start your business? What are you trying to achieve yourself? And then what are you trying to help others achieve? Why do you have skin in the game? So on my about page, I do this by explaining that I'm also a service provider, and that is my niche. Those are the people that I'm helping. So I truly do have skin in the game. And I empathize by saying I know just how stressful it can be and overwhelming it can be. And also, I weave that into my offer by saying I want to be able to provide websites for people that are custom and cute and strategic without costing thousands of dollars, because the difference between a template and custom design is literally at least tenfold. And I wanted to help my friends. I connect with those people the most, early-ish stage freelancers, service providers who don't have thousands of dollars to spend on a website, but they still have really cool brands that deserve a custom-looking website. So that's what I try to convey in my about page. I'm saying, look, I'm actually one of you. I'm trying to use my web design skills to help us all out and just create easier, less stressful businesses. So definitely do some soul searching here and figure out what your real why is. Without all the philanthropy stuff or the, you know, Coca-Cola company mission statement stuff, just get real with it, because people can sense authenticity and we love it. We just love to know, like, oh, they're a real human too. Maybe we should work together. Okay, the third and perhaps the most underrated thing to add to your about page is your approach and your process. So this doesn't mean it's the page to list out every single step of your service or every single step of every package you offer. That is great, but that's for, you know, Asana or whatever project management tool you use. But it is the page to give people a taste of how you approach your work and what your process looks like. So think about what parts of your process surprise or delight or just please your clients the most. Is it your communication skills, your project management, your organization, your efficiency, your attention to detail? Whatever that is, make that clear in your approach and then provide a nice little overview of your process. So maybe it's just three big steps, from discovery to design to feedback and ideation or whatever. You can use some fancy words to kind of spruce it up, but it is nice to see as a potential client what process you're going to be taken through, because service-based businesses, so much of the offer is the process. So that's actually its own selling point. So since we've covered the first three, I'm going to get into the fourth way to upgrade your about page, and it might be the most fun way, and it is to use video. So whether you simply embed a reel or a YouTube video or use something like an interactive video app, I really love Tolstoy. I think they're just the coolest little interactive video plugin that you can add to your site, because you can actually let people click and choose options and then your video will change according to it. So it's kind of like a choose your own adventure moment. I haven't tried it on my own site yet, but I have been like testing it out and watching other people's examples of it for the longest time, because I think it could be such a game changer, especially if you have distinct offers or courses or different packages on your website. So then people could kind of figure out, like, What if I learn more about the copywriter course? And then they're taken down that rabbit hole, and you can kind of keep addressing objections there, like a discovery call does, without having to get on a freaking call. So highly recommend testing them out. I do have an affiliate link that I will leave in the show notes if you're curious. But even just a quick minute-long video of you at your desk, or a screen recording of you walking through your process really briefly, anything like that, is gonna make you stand out so much more than the average about page, because they can actually see you and hear you and get to know your personality. So highly recommend using video and repurposing when you can. Like I said, if you have a reel where you already did a little fun facts about you or an overview of your business, just put that on your about page and you're done. Another way to upgrade your about page, and I know I was kind of slamming this earlier, I didn't mean it, absolutely make it personal. It doesn't have to be all business, because we're still humans. Just like the video and the why, basically every step here, you want to bring the human part in. Don't forget that you are still a human running your business, because other people will feel that and be like, ooh, this kind of feels like a robot wrote this or something. And you don't want that. So, you know, don't lead with your favorite coffee or your personality type, but you might want to consider having a space for it, just to give a little fun, better idea of who you are and round you out as a human being a little bit. Because it's easy to worry about constantly being off brand if you ever talk about yourself or your personal life as a service provider. But for 99% of us, we really are our brands. So it is okay, and it is actually encouraged to bring in that kind of personal aspect to things. Okay, so if you've ever been interviewed on someone else's podcast or hosted a workshop, you have any cool things that want to hang on your metaphorical office wall, put them here. There's no reason to hide these in the background or forget about them, because they all add up to building your expertise. And that's exactly what your about page is for. So they don't need to take up space in your main copy, because that can feel a little weird and resume-like, and you want your main paragraphs to feel very natural and comfortable and human-y. But I do think there's a place for these accolades, and it's probably at the bottom of the page, just to give that kind of final emphasis on, look, I do cool stuff, I talk about cool stuff, people trust me to talk about this, or I've taken a certification, so I've actually put some time into this, and I care about my profession. Throw it in there at the bottom, and it will just be the cherry on top to your strategic about page. Okay, so those are 6 little upgrades you can make to your about page today, or whenever you get a couple hours. They don't take long. Most of them are just some copy tweaks and maybe throwing a video on there, linking to a reel or embedding it. It doesn't have to be crazy. This page isn't supposed to be this huge selling machine for your business. It's really just a spot to emphasize your expertise and to build trust with prospective clients. But I promise you that if you use at least half of these upgrades on your about page, you will have smoother discovery calls and just more trust in your expertise with your clients, because that's a huge problem for especially early stage freelancers, is their clients are treating them like an employee, or they're doubting every decision they make, or they're not really taking their ideas into account. And you don't want that kind of relationship, because it's more work for you and your client. Your client is spending more time stressing about, oh, I hope they can handle this project, or I have to explain every little detail of this to them, or I have to think of every new idea in the business. But if you're showing them right away that you know what you're doing and you're in it for the long run, you're invested in your craft, then it sets up the tone for a much more collaborative relationship from the first discovery call and so on. So definitely worth fixing up this little page. I know it's easy to ignore, but it won't take long at all, and it'll help smooth things out in your business, which is all we can really ask for.